struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, it's second date update on the 20s. Joe, Before I introduce our guest for second date update, Joe, yes. You are not allowed to do Mike.
Oh, you can.
Well, that's what I was going to go. Who's the champ?
Tyson. Tyson is on the line.
Who's the champ?
That's the champ. Who's arguing to Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Who's the champ?
Who's the champ?
That was good.
Tyson, what's up, my man?
I'm good, man. I'm trying to find out something, man. I went on this really great brunch and then got ghosted. I mean, I couldn't see anything that went wrong with the brunch. Had a great time. She drank her fair share of mimosas. You know how women are, when it says free mimosas, they go all out. Then she invited me to this pool party. We even had a better time at the pool party. Guess what? Still no phone call. I'm not 100% sure what went wrong, but I just want some closure. If it's not going to be, it's not going to be. But I just want to know why.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I can tell you your first mistake. You took her to brunch.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that's a mistake is because when does the usually happen on
at
a date?
When the sun goes down.
When the sun goes down, man. The sun is coming up.
Yeah. After brunch.
The sun's going in the wrong direction.
And after brunch, I'm tired, man. I go nap after that.
I've had way too much Eggs Benedict.
Yes,
you know, too many mimosas. I probably got a little tummy ache.
Yes.
And the last thing I want to do is you know, but at nighttime, you can get yourself some wine, followed by making bad tequila shot choices.
Yeah.
Followed by the sun is already down. Followed by
I can explain. Women feel most comfortable at brunches. And guess what? It's more bang for your buck. So why would I spend $200 on food when I can go someplace and spend $50 on food and eat $200 worth the amount?
I like the way you think.
Oh, I like it.
You, my friend, have taken your way too far because as pocky as I am, I will spend the same amount for less product, a.k.a. food, if it gives me a better shot at getting
some at the end of the night.
It's like, I'm not on the date to eat.
I'm down to eat something else after.
You know, be like, damn, girl, we're going to all-you-can-eat breakfast burrito. Go ahead and douse it in salsa. Okay, well, Tyson, you sound like a fun dude. Brunch itself was good. Conversation went well.
Conversation was great. We had a good time. We both ate well. She drank extremely well. Just please know, Val can drink. Probably drink a lot of us under the table. She's not a rookie with drinks. And we just had a really good time. And the thing that let me know we had a good time, because when it was over, she's going to a party with some friends at another hotel. She invited me. She's like, hey, you want to take a call? I'm like, sure, no problem. But the thing is, it was a pool party. So, of course, no one's walking around with swim trunks. But we went to this other hotel where I could grab some swim trunks. Had an even better time with her friends. I just don't understand where it went left.
Mm. Well, did Thai get too drunk at the pool party?
That could happen.
Who isn't too drunk at a pool party? That's all of us.
Okay, well, you're right. I think if everyone is hammered,
that's
fair game.
Yeah.
Do you remember the pool party, is I should ask?
I remember the pool party. I mean, I was having a great time. I was drinking right along. Now, I couldn't drink as much as Val, but I did my fair share of drinking. We were having a blast.
Well, allow thy to give, what's her name again?
Her name's Phyllis.
Okay, we're going to give Phyllis a call right now. Just stay quiet on the other line if you don't mind. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. You will get said closure, thou. Okay?
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
All right. Phyllis. Again.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Phyllis?
Who's this?
This is the Kayla Show. That's our Joe. He's already giggling at you. Look at him. Because I know where he's going with this.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, do you know where he's going with this, MJ?
Yeah.
Maybe.
This is his start with a stats.
Fill on this booty, bro. Fill on this booty. Phyllis, this booty, bro.
That's not what Phyllis.
It's not Phyllis, bro. Don't worry.
Is your best friend's name real?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You know, like Rice boyfriend Nerpies?
Yeah. All our best friends start with an S and a T and a D. That was bad.
Okay, I got you. Oh, hey, Phyllis, I'm sorry. Yes, it's a Keola show. That's hey, not you.
Good morning.
That's MJ. Good morning, Phyllis. Phyllis, your booty.
Yes, you.
Good morning, guys. I love you. What did I do?
First, you got Phyllis' booty.
Sorry, that all started from one of our listeners, Philip Ma.
Yeah, Philip Ma.
Fat Joe always calls him Philip Ma Booty.
Yes.
Not Philip Ma. Phyllis, before we actually get to everything, gotta let you know we're on the air. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going if can.
Can, my booty.
Sure, let's go.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love you, Phyllis. I love your energy.
Yeah.
There's this guy that you went on a date with. Y'all had brunch. I believe it was like bottomless mimosas. And then you invited him to your friend's pool party. That should narrow down.
This guy sounds like a champ.
Oh my God, you're talking about Tyson.
Yeah. He seems like a very fun... Intense.
Must be fun. She's laughing her ass off right now.
Will you please tell Di why Val did not call Tyson back?
What happened?
Okay. What happened was, hey, first off, let me say it was a really, really, really good date. I really enjoyed it. We went to eat brunch on a Sunday, and it was free mimosas, too, so we met around 10. Free mimosas until like about 2:30. I was feeling good. He was feeling good. Conversation was all great and everything.
Nice.
So I had told my friends later that I would meet them up at another hotel for a pool party. And since we're having such a great time, I invited Tyson to the pool party. Listen, we had such a great time that I never usually tell a person, like on a first date or second date or anything like that, my middle name. And I told him my middle name.
Oh.
I've never heard that as the gauge for, like, well, I really had a good time on the date, by the way. Keola Michael. In case you're wondering what that middle initial M stood for.
And he just started calling me my middle name all the time, which I didn't get annoyed about it. Because, I mean, I did tell him that. I told you we were feeling really, 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 really good. And so I invited him to my friend's pool party, but he didn't have any shorts. So we had to go to the store. We picked up some board shorts for him. And we were in the store picking at people and stuff like that. I mean, he matches my humor because I have a twisted sense of humor, in case you didn't notice.
But, all I got to say is I thought I had a lot of energy on here.
The two of you guys
are like Kiko. Together.
All kinds of energy.
So cool. The date was really, really going well. And, you know, I don't know if it was really going well or we were really drunk. I'm going to say it's a little bit of both. Because we had fun. We had fun just a whole day. We go to the pool party. It's just a couple of blocks away. And we were all about to get into the pool. Mm-hmm. And Tyson, he runs into the pool, you know, like he's going to do a cannonball style. Boom!
Did he do it like Anchorman?
Cannonball!
Yes, but you know we're that type of crowd, so we thought it was funny. We're all about to jump into the pool right after him until we see something black coming from his head. We were like,
what?
Ooh, what is this?
I'm assuming Tyson is before, yeah?
Yeah. No, but what do you mean, like ink or something or paint?
You know how a squid, when they get nervous, they blow out this ink.
Ink all over the place. Yeah. You made me ink.
When they feel attacked, that's kind of their diversion tactic, right?
That's it, yeah.
And that was coming from his head.
Oh my God.
And he popped up from the water, and there was some spotted balding on top of the head. All the ink was running down his face.
Oh my God.
Friends just started laughing. They're calling him Squid Man.
Phyllis, I gotta ask, are you talking about, I remember the paid advertisements when I was a kid, or at least younger, the guy that get the bald spot on top of his head, and he's like a spray can.
Oh yeah, the spray hair, yeah.
I forget what it's called, but you can spray the bald spot with a similar color to your hair so that it looks like...
water.
What happened?
It wasn't waterproof.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy. I mean, you know, he's got all this ink going down his face, and we're just laughing. We're laughing our behinds off. And it was hilarious, but I was embarrassed for him, too. But he's got all this. I don't think he even knew that the ink was down his face.
So he wasn't in on the joke the whole time? You guys just laughing at him?
Nobody knew exactly why they were calling him Squid Boy?
That's it! Squid Boy! Squid Boy!
Oh, yeah.
I did feel bad, but, you know, it is what it is.
Wow.
So I felt embarrassed, and I thought the date went so well, but she and her friends are rude as hell. I don't think I want that deal with her.
He never asked anybody. It's like, why is everyone calling me Squid Boy? Like, you know, if someone's calling me like anglerfish because I've got like a neon colored booger hanging from my nose,
yeah.
And I don't know that, but everyone keeps calling it. I don't even know them personally. Yeah. It's like, hey, anglerfish. I'd be like, why are you calling me anglerfish? It's like, dude, you've got a fluorescent booger popping out of your nose. It looks like the little lamp from an anglerfish.
Or if you jump in and they call you the Red Sea, that'd be bad too.
Oh, God.
And then Joe goes swimming. Watch me part the Red Sea.
Call me Moses, bro.
Of course
he would. Gross.
There's nothing like the wrong kind of color in a pool that makes everybody go, no, we're not getting in there.
Oh, well, oh Phyllis, sorry. I'm sure you already know this, actually. Tyson's been on the other line. You weren't calling him back, so he called us to call you because he just wanted to know why you weren't getting back to him. Oh, Tyson, I personally feel bad for you.
My spray umbrella, I feel bad.
You know what, guys? Don't feel bad. First of all, she's very right. I didn't know it came off immediately. Now, when I got home, did I notice that some of the dye was gone? I noticed that, but I thought it made it happen over time. I didn't know it happened immediately after I jumped in the pool. But you guys, you got to stop believing advertisements, because you seen the new hair care product that's endorsed by Fat Joe and DJ Khaled? That's what I use.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were talking about our Fat Joe. What's our Fat Joe? Yeah.
That Fat Joe is bald, right? Yeah.
Fat Joe needs to endorse hair removal. Yeah.
And that Fat Joe looks like Jada Pinkett Smith now.
Does he really?
Yeah, he loves
She posted a picture with like a Fat Joe outfit and put them side by side. They look like twins.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, yes.
But so, you know what? Despite the embarrassment, I just had a good time. You know, I'm getting older. I'm balding a little bit. I'm trying to preserve some of my youth, but I had a great time. I just wanted to go back out, but I never got a response to any of my calls or any of my texts. Was it really because I'm balding? Really? Is that the only reason?
No, it's because you're inking all over the place in the pool, I think, is the reason.
No. Listen, if you wanted to, you could rock a Morpheus or a Jason Statham. That would work on you. You were cool, though. I had a great time with you. I just felt embarrassed for you when my friends were laughing, but I know I was laughing my ass off, too. I mean, it was like, Squid Man, I'm sorry. Oops. Here I go again.
Oh,
jeez. I was embarrassed. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
Well, Phyllis, let me make an argument on Tyson's behalf.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do these second date updates. I've had thousands of these conversations, and there is one major premise that's so important in regards to, like, I get it why she wouldn't want to go out with him again.
Yeah.
When it's a character flaw, something that's not fixable, like the person is just in a totally different world and refuses to acknowledge it as a problem, then I get why you wouldn't call him back. But this is something that's, he's balding. Spray on hair. It was to impress you for brunch, but forgot that he had it on because I'm assuming you guys had way too much mimosas and he was probably in the moment and was having so much fun. What I'm trying to say, it's not a character flaw.
Yeah.
This is just, you know, he had spray on hair, and the only problem that I could see moving forward is that your girlfriends are all going to refer to him as Squid Boy.
That's right.
And you know what? And he made an impact on them. Trust me, my friends like you. I like you too. It was just that I was afraid to call you back because I thought that you thought I was rude and my friends were rude and you never would want to go on another date with me. And I just didn't really want to have that conversation because I really did like you. And it's very rare for me to find somebody that matches my humor.
Well, you know what?
I needed a minute to process all of that right there. That was a very weavy way of like, okay, so yes. I didn't call you back because I thought that you thought that we thought we were making fun of you and you didn't like that.
You'd be mad at me for being rude and laughing.
Gotcha.
Although it was
funny. Ah, Roger.
I was too embarrassed to talk to you.
Well, Tyson, I think we can.
That you were embarrassed.
We can get quick resolution to this.
All right.
Yes.
Because, Phyllis, you enjoy Tyson's company. He's a great guy. I've enjoyed our little conversation with him today.
I do.
Tyson, you're calling us for a reason because obviously you had a great time with Phyllis. You find her attractive.
Yeah.
Even though she and her friends call you Squid Boy. I know it's Squid Guy or something or Squid Man, but I like Squid Boy personally. Squid Boy, like, Phyllis, from now on, you and the girls need to do Squid Boy.
Squid Boy. Yeah.
Squid Boy's best.
Be Squid Boy.
Yes, yeah. Sorry. It sounds like a Pokemon character.
Yeah, doesn't it?
So how about we pay for dinner and drinks? You guys go out again. No pool party or no any kind of going to the beach or anything where the squid will ink.
No hair dye.
And then you all take it from there. Yeah. But Tyson's really interested, and it sounds like you really, really liked him too. You just thought that he was going to be angry for you guys making fun of him.
No, but he really wants to ink.
I did. I mean,
apparently he's not. Otherwise, he wouldn't have called us to call you. Because we thought that you thought that he was angry at you, but he thought that you thought you weren't interested in him. But we think that you both should think that another day would be a good thing, don't you think?
You know what you mean?
Yes. I think so.
I agree.
What?
I'm confused already, Ma.
Philisms, okay?
Yes.
I'm thinking philisms. So, yes, another day.
Yeah, for me.
I'm 100. Write it in ink. We got it.
See, Phyllis, don't you think that he really thought that punchline through? I thought it was really funny, personally, but I want to know what you think about it.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts.